And that is obviously local time because it's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your chairman. My name is Tobe, and you are listening to Anon Radio, obviously. And as you probably know, Leicester and Manchester City fought to a 0-0 draw yesterday, which means Arsenal stays on top of the table on goal differential alone. Huh. Well, I'm not too upset because I know that Leicester can come back. Yeah. And hopefully in this next half of the season, we'll stay on top and fend off the big four. I guess we'll see what happens. But after the game, I then watched Jason and the Argonauts, the Ray Harryhausen classic, and I didn't really watch it per se so much as I had it on while I was doing other stuff, and whenever any stop motion animation, any Harryhausen animation came on, then I would of course pay some attention to it just to see all the classic stuff that everybody's already seen a million times. But hey, come on, it's classic. And there is actually a game on today. It starts in about another 12 or 13 minutes. Sunderland will play Liverpool. And I will be sort of paying attention to that as I do the second half of this show. And then after the show, I will watch the rest of the game. So, if you also want to watch Sunderland versus Liverpool, consult your local TV listings, and you should find it on your NBC Sports Network channel. So, check it out. I have a feeling Liverpool's going to win. The big question is, by how many goals? I want to say it's going to be Liverpool 3, Sunderland 0, but Liverpool, well, as of right now, you know, it might only be 2-0. If Liverpool scores 3 goals, I think Sunderland will probably also get one. So, expect a final score of 2-0 or 3-1 in favor of Liverpool. Oh, there might be something wrong with me. I don't feel very good today, but I can't really figure out what it is that's bothering me. Well, it's my guts, but did I eat something weird yesterday? Did I eat something weird today? Oh, I don't think I did, but oh, I must have. Yeah. All right, let's consult the agenda here. And, oh yes, item number one. The new SDF cluster is apparently up and running, and I had to go check it out because, well, I don't have any idea why I thought I needed to log in and go poke around, and all I did was go in there to look to see if I could play Trek. No. And then I went into comm, and it was almost completely empty. So I just did some random electronic vandalism in there, and then I looked around some more, I poked some stuff, and then I tried some commands I was wondering if would work for me, and apparently one did, and it kind of surprises me because every other system I've ever been on has this one thing in particular turned off, and so now I'm happy. How can I abuse this privilege? And now that I'm thinking about it, there was something else I wanted to try, so let's get back on the magic computer here and head on over to the new SDF, and we're in. Wahoo! And why did I want to do this? Oh yes, I was messing around doing goofy stuff. Okay, so let's do a little bit of this, and we'll do a little bit of this. Yes. Wow. I'm the only person in comm on the new SDF. It's all mine. We're going to call this TobeCom. Okie dokie. So let's bail out of Tobcom because Tobe rules. And where am I now? Oh yes, back right here where I started. This is very handy. I kind of like it. So let's bail out of this too. And we're back to normal. Okay. Right now, the best thing about new SDF is that nobody's talking about Star Wars. Also, I've come up with a new argument for Unix, and I want to see it on new SDF, and it's -tobe -tob. So like if you do ls-tob, it's only a list of things that I want to see. Or you do com-tob, and that's com for me, and not anybody else. So I can talk to myself. Processes. PS-TOB will give you all of my processes. And W-TOB will tell you what I'm doing, although I guess W-TOB will do that anyway. What else does there need to be? Oh yes, Tobe mail. Tobe is not pine. FFmpeg-TOB will convert everything to me. And what's my other favorite command? Foon, phoon-tob will give you the moon phases, but it will say tobe instead of green cheese every 20th iteration. And the bad news is I still... No. How about this? Nope. I can't get Trek to come up on the new SDF. We're going to have to fix that because, well, what am I going to do on the new SDF if we don't have any Trek? Congratulations, you have saved the Federation. Now I know what you're all thinking. You're thinking, wait a minute, Tobe was just complaining about Star Wars and how bad it is and blah, 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 and how much he hates it. And now he's talking about Star Trek, the game that he can't play on new SDF. Oh, so Tobe must be a Star Trek guy and not a Star Wars guy. Well, actually, that would be an incorrect assumption. I hate both franchises. I hate anything Star. Star, asterisk, I hate it. Ugh, why? Well, it's old, it's boring, it's also horrible. I can't even tell you why. So you might then be wondering, okay, you hypocrite, if you hate Star Trek and Star Wars so much, why are you so desperate to play the Star Trek game on SDF? Well, that's a very long story in and of itself, and it has more to do with the game than the franchise or the subject matter. I mean, this game could be anything. You just rename the Klingons the Goop Gops and rename the Enterprise the Zorp, and you got an entirely different thing here. And you know what? I'm looking at the clock and I'm realizing the story about why I have to play this game is going to take about an hour and a half just to tell it, which means it's going to take 3 days of dubious goals committee meetings, and that's why I am not going to explain to you why I need to play the Star Trek game. But if you'd like to play it, try typing Trek at the prompt. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Good luck.
How about gratitudinal? How about thanks a bunch of us?
That's fun. I love it when things get wacky. Oh, what are we doing? What's the next thing on the agenda here? Oh, yes. Secret messages in my receipts. I get a lot of receipts because I have to buy things. You might buy things as well, and you might notice that you also get receipts. Receipts are the little pieces of paper that prove that you bought something, because that's what we need. Is proof. because this is America. You're not anything if you're not buying something, and therefore you must have proof that you're buying it. Well, anyway, I like receipts because I've been getting a lot of receipts lately that have secret information on them, and this is one of them. And on the front, you know, it's just the regular stuff. This is what you bought. This is how much it costs. And this is the tax. This is the name of our store. This is the date. All that stupid stuff. But on the back, where it looks like it's blank, there's really secret messages. And I love secret messages because I like to know the secret information. And the secret information on this receipt is hidden and disguised between some pink writing. On the back of this receipt, you know, it says blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. No, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then there's a blank spot, and then there's more words. Well, I thought, you know, that's an unusual place for a blank spot when they could have just kept repeating the text. So I thought, I wonder if there's a secret message here. Dun, dun, dun! So when I got home, I took the receipt, and I thought, now if I was going to do this, how would I do it? And I said to myself, invisible ink, and I would use ultraviolet invisible ink. So I got out my ultraviolet lights, and yes, I do have a bunch of them, and I turned them on, and I held my receipt under the ultraviolet light, and sure enough, I was correct. There was a secret message in the blank space between the words on the back of my receipt. Although it's not much of a message, just like this isn't much of talking. It was just sort of this abstract pyramid design that had two dolphins jumping through it. And I'm like, yay, dolphins in the pyramid! I found the secret information. Dun dun dun! And that's why you need to check everything you own under ultraviolet light, looking for the secret information. I know I do. There is secret information hidden everywhere. And I need to know what it is. I'm just that way. When I see the flags on the Long John Silver's sign, I don't sit there and think, oh, that's a nice design, those pretty flags. I wonder what those flags mean, and then I decode them. Because yes, they are a secret message. And when it comes to secret messages and the media, I know you're probably thinking, but Tobe, I'm listening to some media that you're producing right now, and you say that you love secret messages. I wonder if this show could possibly have any secret messages in it. Well, isn't that just a humorous thought? Would I do that? Would I include some kind of secret messages in this show? My goodness. What a humorous thought. No, I would never do that. Oh, that would just be tricky. Tobe's not a tricky guy. Okay, so you know, I'm thinking that I need to go make some more tea. And if you're wondering if there's any secret messages in this show, I guess I'll leave you to just keep on thinking about that while you listen to this.
To save the life I live.
You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the committee, and I'm also the president. The good news is we're about halfway through today's agenda. Yay! Not many more topics to get through here. So, if you're just now joining us, remember that you can always catch the first half of the agenda in the archive. But right now, I need to go get some more tea. So, you listen to this, and when we come back, I'll tell you something else I've been thinking about lately.
I guess I'll hear it when it hits the networks, huh? On the count, one, two, three. Hi!
Eddie, tell them like it is.
Hey, I'm Eddie Idle,
yeah.
And this is my band.
Yeah, all right.
You know, we're us guys, we're sitting pretty up here right now on the top of the current scene for one pretty good reason, I guess. We take merch. You know, I guess whether it's an important decision about album graphics or the current lyrics for some music we've just written, or just trying to make our limo doorbell safe from transient peaks, I guess they're the only decisions we've got. So, I guess you know we're gonna make the most of them. We want our minds made up fast, right, guys?
You bet. Yeah.
And merch makes up our minds faster, more completely than any other method supplement ever could, if there were any. So, hey, listen to me. Try Mertz, huh? It's all there is. Best of all, Mertz works.
That's all.
Come on, guys. Let's do one more.
Okay, Eddie.
All right. That's why I come in.
Mertz makes up your mind.
Take only as directed.
Scourging and the crowning with thorns. And I could vidy myself helping in and even taking charge of the tolchocking and the nailing in, being dressed in the height of Roman fashion. I didn't so much like the latter part of the book, which is more like all preachy talking than fighting and the old in out. I like the parts where these old Yehudis tolchok each other and then drink their Hebrew vino, and getting onto the bed with their wives' handmaidens. That kept me going.
You're a baby.
Once again, I have cat hair in my nose. Now, you might be wondering how this happens. Okay. But first, you might be wondering who am I and why I might have cat hair in my nose. Well, my name is Tobe, and the reason I have cat hair in my nose is because I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I have cups. And sometimes I drink out of them, and sometimes when I'm drinking out of my cups, the cat has to wonder, oh, I wonder what you're drinking, you better show me, and we'll sit there and just go, yang, 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 until you show the cat what you're drinking. So you have to hold the cup down low so the cat can look in it, and 9 times out of 10, the cat sticks its face in the cup. Now this is, in itself isn't that bad, but being as the rim of the cup is smaller in diameter than the cat's face, the cat then rubs up against the edge of the cup and rubs fur along the edge of the cup, and some of her fur comes off and sticks to the edge of the cup, so that when I go to drink out of the cup again, cat hair ends up in my nose. And that's why I always have kitty fluff in my boogers. But anyway, the next thing on the agenda, let's see. Oh, gotta put on my glasses. Can't read. Of course, you realize that what you're hearing is just Foley. There's no agenda. There's no glasses. And I'm sure as heck not reading anything. Rebecca Lowe is pregnant! What? That's right. You heard it here first. Hello. Rebecca Lowe is pregnant. Now, you might be wondering, what is the significance of this? Why do you bring it up? And I have no reason. I've got no excuse. There is no significance to this statement whatsoever, other than about a month ago. Okay, well, first of all, Rebecca Lowe is a woman who is the host of the pre-game and post-game shows before English Premier League football games. And so, and you know, she's also there during the halftime show, and they got other guys come on and talk to her, and she talks to them, blah, blah, blah. She's the face of English football in America. And about a month ago, there was a sort of a funny shot where I could see her three quarters on behind her desk, and all I could think was, she looks weird. And I couldn't, it took me a minute to figure out that, oh, did she put on weight? Because, you know, she's one of these TV stick women, and she's a stick. I mean, okay, you know the kind I'm talking about. And so when I noticed that she didn't seem very sticky anymore, I was like, oh, is she putting on weight? And so for like the last, every week for the last 4 weeks, I've been looking at her going, gosh, I can swear she's putting on weight. But you can't really tell because they put her in clothes that are optical illusions and very disguisey and all this stuff. And then I started looking at her, and at one point in time I thought, oh, well, maybe she's pregnant, because I sort of saw this weird, funny, full-on view of her, but she was behind a desk. And anyway, to make a longer story short, she was the guest on the Men in Blazers show. And if you don't know what the Men in Blazers show is, it's a humorous commentary show on the state of football. It's a review show of the weekend's football games from a very humorous standpoint. It's very funny. I highly recommend it. And it's basically just two guys sitting in front of a camera, and it looks like somebody's vlog. It looks like somebody's video podcast. It's pretty great. But anyway, she was the guest on it, and she was sitting between the two guys, kind of in the background, and plus she was wearing a black dress that had red horizontal stripes, or hoops as they are known in England. And this very much accentuated the topology of her body, and it made it very, very clear that she was obviously pregnant. And when I say obviously pregnant, I'm talking like 8 months pregnant. I'm talking about a basketball under her shirt pregnant. In fact, recently, a couple weeks ago, Olivier Giroud, after he scored a goal, he picked up the ball and he shoved it under his shirt, and he is running around going, "My baby," or whatever. And so the guys on the Men in Blazers show were making jokes about, "Are you pregnant or are you just doing Olivier Giroud's goal celebration?" And she did in fact confirm that yes, she is pregnant. She does not have a football stuffed under her shirt. So that was the end of the great mystery for me. I thought, okay, it makes so much more sense now. Because you know how it is. When these little women put on baby weight, you notice it. But if they're trying to hide the baby, then you just wonder, okay, are her arms getting chubby or is she pregnant? Yes, she's pregnant. And one of the guys said, oh, you should name the baby blank. Oh, Marouane. Because Marouane Chamakh is back from injury. And I've always really liked the name Marouane for a guy. And I thought, yes, that's what you should name your baby. You should name it Marouane. Because I've always thought, well, at least for the last 2 years, I thought, you know, if I ever have a baby, I think I'll name it Marouane. Marouane Tobe. That's a good name. What other mysteries need to be solved around here? Well, there's always the mystery of, why is this tea so delicious? Oh yeah. It's so good. Ooh, but still a little bit too hot. Just a little bit too hot. I do like to drink tea. Ugh. Now, ugh, I have a cat hair in my mouth. Blah. Got it. How do I get cat hair in my mouth? Well, this is a cup of tea. And what did I just tell you about cups and cats around here? Now I gotta hold my teacup up to the light and search around the rim for more cat hairs. Here's one. Get that off here. The koala tea of mercy is unstrained. Oh, but it's so good. All right. It occurs to me that the Occidental New Year is coming up pretty soon. I better check my calendar. Is it today? No, it's tomorrow. And this means I get to light off fireworks. And any excuse to light off fireworks, I take it. And so, remind me to go down into my basement and dig up some fireworks. Wait, you know what? I'm just gonna grab my pen here and make myself a note. Get fireworks. All right. A little more Foley there for you. Did I really write a note? You can only wonder. There's no way for you to know. And as much as I'd like to stick around and entertain you with my Foley skills, I'm afraid that I gotta go. My time is up. If you look at your own clock, you'll notice that it says 2000 UTC or whatever your local equivalent is. So, what day is this? This is not a barnacle day, so I'm not gonna say any more about it, and I'm just gonna leave. Okay. Bye 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.